I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Paranormal Thoughts podcast. And as always, thank you so much for joining me. It's actually the week of Halloween, so happy Halloween to all my American listeners or to anyone who also celebrates it. Over here in Australia, it's not something that is very accepted or celebrated, but a small few of us do. This year, I'll be doing a graveyard in the front yard. I've been doing so for the last few years. And it's funny because Halloween seems to sort of be seen as a bit of a negative here or, you know, overseas tradition. The people do come out, old or young, definitely leave with a smile on their face, have a bit of fun. And that's what it's all about, you know. So happy Halloween to everyone. Very excited. Definitely my favorite time of year. So, and because it is Halloween, I thought it'd be a good time to do a podcast about my ghost stories. I want to talk about all my experiences that I've had with spirits and such. So definitely one of the topics I'm very interested in and one of the things that I have experienced. So I definitely have a bit of an insight, as I'm sure a lot of people do, into the phenomenon. So I just wanted to run through a couple of occurrences I've had. From a young age, though, I definitely did believe in spirits and ghosts. I'm not sure what that was from, whether that was from my parents or other family members or even just friends at school. But as far as I can remember, I've always had a fascination and an interest in the paranormal. It's definitely something I think a lot of people experience in their life, and whether or not they actually accept it as something paranormal or they just accept it as, you know, they just brush it off. It's definitely something I think a lot of people in their life come across. So throughout my life, I've had a fair few different occurrences, and I've just written down here in front of me a couple that have definitely stood out to me over the years. So I'll start with my biggest experience. This is the one where from here on out, I definitely could not deny that these occurrences happen, and there's definitely something more to when we die. And this was around the time that one of my family members had just died. I was sitting outside on the patio. I was facing away from the kitchen and I was facing a wall, and the kitchen light was shining onto the wall I was looking at. So from behind me, I see the kitchen light, nothing else. And so if anything was to walk through the kitchen, it's going to cast a shadow onto the wall. And I'm sitting out there for a while, and then I see a perfect full body shadow walk from my left to the right. It's almost to the point where they walked probably the entire length of my kitchen. And I didn't think anything of it at first. I just saw the shadow. And then I turned around because I thought it might have been one of my family members. And when I did turn around, there was nothing there. Later on that night, maybe 10 minutes later, my sister came downstairs. I said, "Did you just walk downstairs?" And she said, "No, I've been upstairs the whole time." And I definitely didn't hear anyone come downstairs. I didn't hear anyone walking, but I did think that it just was someone walking behind me, but it was definitely the clearest shadow. So that was probably the moment where I definitely could not deny that these occurrences happen. This definitely sold me on the idea that there is something going on between when we die, the crossing over period, and to wherever else we go. And I think that is definitely another podcast I want to touch on, would be the afterlife, because that's something I think about every day. It's a topic that I'm so interested in. I'd love to touch on that. But there's definitely, I think there is this point from when we do pass, this leisure period where either you figure out where you're going to go or you kind of get a bit stuck. And this is, you know, where you might be, I guess you could call it a haunting, but you're not necessarily out to do that. You're just, you know, your energy's here on Earth still, and you know, it might be the thing of somehow you've casted a shadow or you've moved something. Obviously, we don't really know exactly how it all works, but from this moment on that I had this experience, I definitely, from then on, never looked back. This next one's a bit of an interesting one because it has to do with an animal. So I wasn't actually in the room at this time, but I was told about it from my parents straight after it happened. And what happened was we had a puppy that had recently drowned in the backyard of our pool. So we didn't have this dog for very long. And then I guess to sort of get over that period of losing the puppy, we got a new dog. So my parents were both in our study, and the study is directly next to the staircase. So they were both in there with our new dog, and she was sitting underneath the table. And then they hear a dog coming down the staircase, and they kind of look at each other and they look under the desk where our dog was. And they're just like, what is that? And obviously, you know, they walked out, nothing there. That's something that's really interesting, the idea of a pet, I think, coming back and people experiencing that. I've definitely heard of other people having experiences like that, but it's just crazy to think that, yeah, of course, once again, the whole afterlife, you know, all energy has to go somewhere. So, but yeah, it's crazy to think that you could have this experience with a past animal. You know, it goes far beyond, you know, just regular people. But the fact of hearing a dog clear as day to them walking down the stairs. And that kind of leads me to my next point of hearing a lot of footsteps in my house while I'm home alone downstairs or even upstairs too. That's always a little bit more, not eerie, but that intrigues me more because I might be in my room and then I'm home alone and when I hear not so much people coming up the stairs, but it kind of does sound like that, but definitely sort of out in the hallway upstairs. And to the point where, you know, if I'm on my laptop, I kind of like stick my head out the door and I'm like, is anyone home? And there never is. And it's really weird, but it's definitely, I hear it downstairs a lot too. And, you know, I've been having dinner with my family. We've heard something upstairs, clear as day, footsteps, and we'll just look at each other like, yep. And we always often think too, it's someone in our family who's passed, because that just, I think that definitely makes a lot of sense. We don't live in an old house or anything, but if you do, of course, you might have a deceased owner who still walks around the premises. Or, you know, there's also the theory of spirits attaching themselves to you, which I've heard a fair amount of, especially from some people who do paranormal investigations and ghost hunting, telling the spirits to stay behind and not to follow them. So it's interesting because every now and again, I feel like I do hear footsteps. And that sort of brings me to the whole afterlife talk about whether or not these people who have visited us have actually passed on or not, or whether it's something else. And I'm not sure because, as I was saying, I believe there's that grace sort of period. And, you know, if you don't sort of figure out where you're going, that you can get stuck. But definitely the experiences are quite scattered. The last sort of family member was quite some years ago, and there was a lot of activity pretty recently after that. And then since then, you know, every once in a while, and I'm not sure whether or not they can sort of come back and check in. It's hard to say, but it's definitely interesting that the occurrences have been quite spread. And, you know, we don't know. It could be anyone at the same time, you know, as I was saying, energy following you home. And yeah, it's kind of a bit of a personal story within that I won't share now, but I definitely think energy can attach to people. And you know, whether that energy is good or not, it sort of depends. I definitely think that could be some of the reason to why we might have these experiences. It might not necessarily be anyone who we're related to, anyone we knew. It could just be these wandering spirits. For whatever reason, they attach themselves to you and then, you know, they follow you home and so on and so forth. But
this is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This kind of brings me to my last experience. I haven't really had anything too bizarre. You know, I hear about some people's experiences and they, you know, sound like they've just been straight out of a film or something. But my experiences are pretty normal. You know, I've never seen apparition or anything like that. The closest thing I've seen, as I mentioned, was a shadow. I've heard a lot of noises. And this one was pretty full on when it happened. And the best thing was with probably about like 15 or so people. So It's one thing to hear something by yourself or maybe when you're with one other person, but when there's a room full of people who have the same experience, it's pretty bizarre. You'll just look at each other and you're like, you know, it's for me, it's exactly what I want. But at the time, it's just like, wow, it's just insane. It was about a year ago, I went and did a paranormal investigation in one of my town's old jails. It sort of depends on your view of what you think of these ghost hunts. I'd been on ghost tours before and I really did want to try to do a hunt as I'd love to do paranormal investigating on the side, except, you know, it's quite hard to get into, obviously, because, you know, the places that you're going to be investigating are either, you know, private property or government or council owned or, you know, even just people's homes. So it can be a bit tricky to sort of put yourself out there and, you know, conduct these investigations. So I went along to this paranormal investigation and it was quite late at night. This was actually advertised as their last hunt for quite a long period because the building was apparently going to be sold and, you know, made into restaurants or whatever. So after I saw that, I definitely wanted to get on the tour. I definitely wanted to see what it was all about. Throughout the night, we sort of broke into small groups and we went around to different parts of the jail. Most of the night, it was really quiet, not a lot of activity. We had some EMF spikes and things like that. And if you don't know what that is, that's pretty much where you're measuring electricity. So obviously ghosts are made of energy. So if you're contacting them, you could tell them to touch your device or to manipulate your device to either have a spike in the reading and to pretty much give you a identification that they're there. And obviously this has been developed for ghost hunting, so we're not ever 100% sure that it is paranormal, but it gives us a little bit of an idea. But other than that, the night was pretty quiet until my group went into the old hospital in the jail. And we're in there, as I said, maybe 15 of us with a paranormal investigator. And he was talking us through what would usually happen in the room, and apparently this room would often have a lot of activity. But on this particular night, it was very quiet in the entire jail by the seams of it. But we're all sitting down on the ground. It's quite a long room, and we're all at the very back. What was great as well, one of the participants was actually recording audio at this time, so this was captured. We're on the second floor of the building, and we're just kind of sitting there. There's a chair in front of us that we were trying to get a spirit to sit down on. We're all being quiet, and then we hear these footsteps coming up the stairs down the other end of the hall, and very clear, very slow, pretty heavy. We all heard it. We all just looked at each other. It was just one of those moments where it's just like, no way. And it was really weird. It was a great moment, but you know, you were looking at people's faces and they were quite freaked out, just because everyone else in the jail was quite some distance away. When you actually go into the rooms, they actually lock the doors as well behind them, so you're actually locked in there. And of course, there's always the people, and I had this. As soon as this happened, you know, and told friends and everything, they're like, well, how do you know they didn't fake it? When you're in that situation, you just know. I think people have to trust their gut feelings. You know, this is something I did pay for. Nothing happened that whole night. And I feel like if they were going to fake something, we probably would have seen it a little bit early on, or, you know, there would have been something else a little bit more than just footsteps. But you just knew. You felt it. Everyone else in that room felt it. We were all just kind of blown away. And that was one of those moments too where it was just like we were asking. And that was probably the first time I've been in a situation where you're actually asking for activity. And when you get it, it's just like, wow. You know, and the most eerie thing too is hearing someone coming up the stairs but no one being there for sure. So those are kind of a few of my experiences. As I said, nothing too exciting, but definitely enough for me to just know 100% there are spirits. For me, that's telling me there is some sort of afterlife. And as I said, I do really want to get into that because there's so much, but I really want to get my thoughts together. And it would be great to actually talk to someone who really knows a lot about it. But for me, I've definitely had my fair share of experiences. I'd love to hear yours. I'd always love talking to people because, as I said, this kind of topic happens to a lot of people, you know. A lot of people in their life go through similar experiences, you know, seeing things, hearing things, feeling things. And I think it's great to talk about because I know people who are just straight up will not believe it. And that's fine, you know, each their own. But I think if we all talk about it, we can all learn a lot. But yeah, let me know what you guys think. Thanks for tuning in, for listening to my thoughts. I'm definitely going to return back to this topic as well. Not so much telling my stories, but hearing from other people. I'd love to get some paranormal investigators on. I'd love to go out and do some more investigations and, you know, get some audio and talk about that. Until next time, guys, feel free to subscribe. This podcast is also on iTunes, so if you prefer to listen to it there, grab it there. You know, share it around with any of your friends who are quite open-minded. I want to try to make this as regular as I possibly can, and I do have some interviews lined up, so I'm really excited to share those with you, and I have a bunch more topics I really want to get into, so I'm really excited for that. So thanks, guys, for listening, and I'll catch you in the next podcast. Thanks.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.